So in my mind, the entire time that song opens, I have drumsticks in my hand, and I'm doing the twirling thing in my hand. But I've never been able to do that whatsoever. I got to ask Chris if he knows how to do that.
I don't know if it's it.
You can do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Like Chris, I'm not as I will never say that I'm as good at drumming as Chris is, but I've played drums all growing up. And
you're no Neil Peart.
I'm not. But all I think of anytime I hear Rush is just Paul Rudd's impression of slapping the bass man.
Yeah, yeah.
From I Love You, Man.
And people want him to say it over and over. Yeah. And over. They made that into a sketch.
Yeah, so it's a good one. And so this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We like to come into the third segment sometimes with a tangent of our own, but you're listening to us on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. You can also watch this great show on Facebook. Go like Devil Radio 92.7 on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
There were a lot of aspects of both of those characters, mostly the Sydney character, that really resonated with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say
it's
that.
It's a good movie.
I Love You, Man. Check it out. If you like Rush, you'll definitely like that movie.
A lot of Rush in that one.
Yeah. All right, so welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, just one thing to recap on the...
We're live, right?
We are okay. Live. We're broadcasting.
Just letting you know, everybody,
we're going out on the air.
Brian's in a different place
right now. Yeah, Brian doesn't really know what day or where he is, but he's talking to the microphone, and that's all we need him to do right now.
It's important to do that.
It is.
It's so different than normal.
But yeah, just to put a cap on the last end of the story for the therapist story. Somebody over the break, the news here, reminded me of the other aspect of the story, that Governor Evers' administration is spending $4 million on a modernization project as well for the Department of Safety and Professional Services to hopefully speed up the process for licensing therapists here in the state of Wisconsin. So hopefully that bottleneck will be cured soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you are trying to become a therapist, now's a really good time. You're probably going to be employed.
I would believe that,
for a very long time.
Yes.
All right. So we got a report out now. I like to always say, and I brought this up on the Devil Show, and I bring it up every time anybody brings up, well, what about violence? What's wrong with violence and everything? Violence in the cities and stuff. And I'm like, if you look at a map of any violence, violence in general, from anything from, you know, domestic disturbance to murder, and you put it on a map, right? Incidences of it on a map. That map will also parallel, coincidentally, a map of poverty. And the more poor an area is, the more the incidences of violence are. Yeah. It seems.
Yeah.
It also seems that the more poor an area is, the more incidence of, I don't know, diabetes, high blood pressure, low life expectancy, teen pregnancy. A
lot of different various health.
Pretty much health any factors. Social ill you could possibly think of pretty much mirrors the poverty thing.
Yeah.
So in order to combat poverty, you want to go and do some economic opportunity things, right?
You'd think.
You'd
think that would be.
So at least in that regard, I'm in agreement with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The WMC Foundation put out a report offering a vision for the state's economic future. It's
For the next 15 years. It's called Wisconsin 2035.
I'm going to have a spoiler alert here, guys, just in case you really want to read it. It involves tax cuts.
It's 24 pages long, and I tried to read as much of it as I could because, you know, I wanted to be informed about something before we came here on the radio and talked about it because I think that's important.
Yeah.
In the 24
Because there
pages,
is an issue. At least there's an issue.
Yes, there's an issue. And the main aspect of Wisconsin 2035 that the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce wants to hammer home is workforce.
Yes.
They are very redundant throughout the entire piece. Is it surrounding workforce? And
well, let's read the
opener.
I'm
just going to let everybody know. I don't think it had to be 24 pages long. It could have been shorter. There were quite a few redundancies in there.
Well, you know, when you're trying to fill out the report, was supposed to be about this long, and I had to tell Miss Lippy that she, and to make sure it was long enough for Miss Lippy to go and accept it. That's really, I don't really care if I get an A or a B or I just
need
a D. But
Brian's going to draw the blue duck because he wanted to see
a blue duck. I'm going to read the opener of this. There's a couple paragraphs here, and Scott Bauer has a quote. And there's a couple things here I actually agree with, at least the
Kurt Bauer.
Kurt Bauer.
Kurt Bauer, chairman of, Scott Bauer is the reporter over the AP. Kurt Bauer,
Thank you. See, this is where I'm at. Like, I know where I want to go, good. And I have the ideas here. It's just the actual saying and moving of things is a little bit off right now.
It's okay.
Let's just say that there's a CPU processing issue going on, and it's dealing with another problem going on. But it's all right. So let's move on here. WMC Foundation, an affiliate of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, unveiled its Wisconsin 2035 report on Thursday at the annual Future Wisconsin Summit. They didn't give me an invite.
I didn't get one either. Must be lost in the mail. Damn,
I think about the future of Wisconsin all the time. We talk about it here on Dueling Tangents. The report is an economic blueprint for the state to be successful over the next 15 years and beyond. By the way, this is brought to you by the same people who brought you Foxconn.
Da 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 da. Like,
They brought you Foxconn, which was based on developing incentives to create a workforce.
And winning the 21st century.
And then they come out with a report that says, we have a problem with our workforce. Let's read on. Yeah. Over the first, again, I still agree with the assessment. Over the first half of 2021, WMC Foundation met with and interviewed more than 80 leaders from manufacturing, construction, agriculture, retail, hospitality, healthcare, energy, finance, education, government, And more. That's maybe like three or four people from each one, if you consider. But anyway, these conversations reinforce the state's biggest problem is and will continue to be workforce. So, again, I think the self-owning here is very, very apparent if you consider the context under which this is made. One, these are the people that brought you Foxconn. Two, Tony Evers has only been here since, 2018? Mm-hmm. Before that, it's been pretty much all Republicans all the way.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that this is the context. This is the context that these people have delivered for themselves to bring us to this state, this area right now.
Right.
Okay.
My biggest thing is if they're complaining about where we're at right now, they really need to go and be introspective about who they've been working with and promoting and doing business with.
And maybe not do the same things over and over again.
I don't know, Brian. If we continue to cut taxes, it will continue to make Wisconsin competitive and we'll attract more people here. And it doesn't really matter what else the government does as long as it cuts taxes. There's nothing else the government could do to make things and life more attractive here for people to move to Wisconsin.
Well, when you propose nothing, you're not going to have anything that goes and happens. All right. So while not surprising, the level of concern was higher than ever before. Wisconsin's business leaders proposed a number of ways to attract and retain workers, along with forward-thinking ideas to make Wisconsin more competitive and more attractive. Which, by stating that, you're saying that it's not attractive right now to be in. Yeah. The result, Wisconsin 2035, is a vision for Wisconsin's economic future. Quote, here's a quote from Kurt R. Bauer. More employees than ever are having trouble finding workers, and Wisconsin's demographic concerns will only intensify this economic program. Wisconsin 2035 outlines our biggest economic challenges and offers solutions for the state to see long-term, sustained economic success. That's better now that we have the cancer that is Foxconn just holding on to it, too. That really helps everybody. Wisconsin 2035 is broken into three policy areas: workforce, taxes, and education. Of course, taxes is an entire thing.
I'm shocked that taxes wasn't first, but they did say that the thing they kept coming back to was workforce. So it would be pretty awkward if they made that number two behind taxes.
Is any of it cutting the taxes on the workforce?
No, I believe you have to be making.
That's interesting.
I dove into the report. It was. They want to cut taxes and make it a more flat tax for individuals making $235,000 or more.
Thank God. Those people are the ones we need to listen to more.
Yeah, those are the people
Those people who need help so much.
Yes.
My God.
Yes. So.
Effing. Okay, so here's the bullet points from this. Wisconsin 20 was workforce taxes and education. So I may agree with their assessment of the problem. I may not agree with their solutions.
Their solutions
to the problem.
Suck.
But again, at least
they're admitting
actually
there's a problem.
Something here to something to actually talk about. And so here's the bullet points for you: talent attraction, fund. A sustained talent attraction campaign to grow Wisconsin's working age population. By the way,
Brian, we just need to run more ads in Chicago and Minneapolis telling people to come work here.
Yes.
That's what it is. That is the silver bullet. That is the number one top bullet point on this proposal. Run more ads in other places
Scott
that aren't
Walker
Wisconsin.
Ran ads on the subways
yeah.
in both places.
Metro,
the L trains in both places. So
that's their number one fund.
Hey,
fund an ad campaign.
Hey, person who uses public transit and benefits from it,
come to a place that doesn't do any of that. You like this train? Well, come to a place where there are no trains.
Hey, person with no transportation, why don't you buy a car right now and drive to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Talent retention. Stop the exodus of born and raised Wisconsinites. They said exodus.
That's a pretty big word.
That's a big word.
It's a big word.
Even for them to admit that there's an exodus of born and raised Wisconsinites, by educating them about and connecting them to economic opportunities in the state. I don't think they're just leaving because of the economic opportunities.
No, Brian.
Or lack of understanding that there are some.
Right. I believe that maybe for the last decade, the state government hasn't fostered the best, you know, atmosphere for individuals to want to stay and make a living here. And so, the fact that they're just like, okay, we need to run more ad campaigns and teach K through 12th graders that this is a good place to live and work, that's so far very intangible. Like, those are not ideas that they can implement now that will make an immediate
impact. You have
impact.
To have those, it be real are, for them to know that it's true. You know what I mean?
And so the third bullet point is talent expansion. Get people off the sidelines by reducing barriers to entry and bridging the skills gap. Wouldn't that be like making educational college free the first 2 years of educational? Wouldn't that be an excellent barrier to destroy and help get more people into workforce? Wouldn't universal child care?
No, they would actually
be a
rather
great
have somebody who's
destroyed.
They would rather have somebody who has less education and less experience be forced to have a job than to offer any sort of a better
Kurt,
education.
Kurt, earlier
their
this week,
their idea of education was to actually educate them on the opportunities in the state.
Governor Walker, former Governor Walker, said that, you know, we need more cogs in the machine, I believe is what he referred to. He wanted to erase the Wisconsin idea out of the UW system's motto and just refer to workers as coming through the education system here in the state of Wisconsin just to be another cog in the machine. That was the summation of what Governor Walker's view on education was. And so the fact that, I don't know, Kurt Bauer earlier this week tweeted out a Build Back Better praising the public support that it was getting and then immediately deleted it. But it sounds like universal childcare, making 2-year technical college free, like those are some great ways to eliminate some of these barriers that they're talking about and getting people off the sidelines and back into the workforce.
I'd like to know any Wisconsin Republican proposal that directly benefits the workers and the people, the workforce that they're talking about here in Wisconsin. Anybody. I'm ready and waiting.
Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Call in and answer Brian's question if you got an answer for
something more than tax reform, which is another bullet point here.
Bullet point number four.
Significantly reduce and reform the state's tax burden to make Wisconsin more competitive. They've been literally doing this for 3 decades. And it has not done anything besides completely ruin it.
Just completely not invest the funds that should be invested to make Wisconsin a more competitive state and attract more people. We just got the largest tax. We had like $4 billion in unexpected, unprecedented tax collection. And rather than investing that, they threw it in the rainy day fund and they decided to give a huge tax cut.
Yeah.
And if there is not a rainier day than the state going through the COVID-19 pandemic that we are experiencing right now.
You have to admit there is a pandemic.
3,200 cases per day being reported. More than 9,000 Wisconsinites have died from the COVID-19 virus. I don't know what is a rainy day if what we're experiencing right now is not a rainy day.
Well, it's not raining currently, so it's not raining anywhere else in the entire world. Here's a final quote from Kurt Bauer. Everything comes back to workforce. Wisconsin must attract, retain, and expand our talent pool. The state can no longer afford to be the best-kept secret in the Midwest. We must tell our story and at the same time make Wisconsin an even more attractive place to live, work, and play.
I love Wisconsin so much, but these guys are making it awful, and then they're saying that we need to fix it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got one more segment left in the day. Give us a call. We'll go into the phone lines next.
Self-owning!